So once we go through all the find the thread between all the sugyas in Parshas Nosei. Chlal, the first thing you have to understand is kohos in last week's parsha, and gershon starts in this week's parsha. What's the chiluk of kohos last week and gershon this week? Nosei reishben this week, last week, whatever. Nosei reishben and gershon come home. And then also afterwards, after the whole counting of Kohos and Merari, Hashem managed to go through all the things and find out the Nekuzas, the common theme between everything. Tzavos ben Yisrael v'shalchem and Machne. The Machne Yisrael has to be Kodesh v'Toyer, Kol Zeruah v'Chol Zov v'Chol Tomei l'Nefesh, Tumah, there's no Mokim in the Machne of Kal Yisrael. Different Chalokim, Machne Shechina, there's whatever. The Machne of Kal Yisrael, you have to be Marachik Tumah. What's the Shaykhis to do that with the counting of Gershon? And then after that comes double ben Yisrael, Yisha Kiyasa Mikol Chates Odom, Kilus Mashma Mikol Chates Odom. Rashi says, we're talking about Gezel HaGer, we're talking about a specific chet over here. Kol Mikol Chates Odom, and the biggest pearl is Limel Mal Bashem. Me'ila is a Masachta, what's Me'ila? Me'ila is if you nana from Hekdish, but nana shall put them Hekdish, bring a car Me'ila, we're talking about Hekdish over here. Why does he use a lashon of limel mal? Kol chatas odom limel mal b'shem. Aver of gezel ager. Say the had aver. What's the shaychus to meila over here? What's the shaychus? Why does it come in over here in Parshas Nosei? Gezel ager. Ein yesh lagoz. Ein lagoz. What's the shaychus over here? And then comes the pleadika sugya of Saita. Just after we said the Mishalchem and the Machne, Kol Zeruah v'Chol Zov, even from the Machne Leviya, from the Machne Yisrael, Nevinish Kantuma, here you bring a Saita into the Beis HaMikdash, and if she's guilty, she dies in the Beis HaMikdash, with the Misa Maguna, Yimar Batuma, and Bechlal, they brought her into the Beis HaMikdash, and they degraded her over there, they took off her head covering, and the Kohen had to rip her clothes, her dress, and Bechlal, the whole degradation of in the Beis HaMikdash was in the Beis HaMikdash. We just spoke about the Beis HaMikdash, she's a mokum of no tumas. And here you take this woman, even if she doesn't die, the whole degrading of a woman, the whole lack of tznius of a woman in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is Aramoyna Shel Melech, Bas Melech Pnima, Kol Kvoida, Bas Melech Pnima. She's the Bas Melech, a Yiddish Afroya. And here you're making a Ois Malchus in the Beis HaMikdash. What's pshat in the whole, what's the whole parasha of Saita? And why is it Dafka over here in Parshas Nosei? Amen. Thank you. And what's the whole sugi over here? And what happens over there? Why do you have to do this whole degrading over here? Why do you have to be mavazi? You check. Chayv mitzvah bez. Chayv mitzvah bez. I mean, she's not chayv mitzvah bez. There's no edim. But whatever. But you know, like the sofsof bitnops. Ekel dikazach. And then Nozeh comes straight afterwards. The sugi of Nozeh is a whole mesechta. See if we can catch it. We've got a tzimtzum over here. A doctor's appointment. But the Pasha Pshat is the Smichas is Kol HaRoya Saita Bikol Kula Yaze Atzme Min Ayayin. That's the Pshitas. However, this is a big oimik over here. Also the Nozeh is the Indian of Zer. Nozeh is Meloshan Zer. Zer is a crown. Kilu's hair becomes a crown. That's also a Beshtiko Pliya. Kilu, the hair, as we know, is something that the hair on the head is something that we don't want long hair. It's pink by Nozeh Bet Sadova Shabbat Kedusha. We have to understand that as well. And after that is Birchas Kohenim. And then, Vayibayim Kalois Moshe, Lohokim Samishkon, this is Rashi, this is the Hilig Rashi, Kalis Ksev, Yisrael Kakala, Nechneses Lechupa, the whole union of the Chanukah is like a Kala, Kilo Klad Yisrael, we're getting married in the Beis HaMikdash, like a Kala, we're getting married to the Bein Shalom. What's that over here? What's the Kesha with that after Saita? And then, like Kruv and Nasi Yisrael, why Dafka the Nasim of Klal Yisrael, right? The Nasim Kilo, the princes of Klal Yisrael, why Dafka they brought up the Korbonos, and then there's a longer parasha of the whole Korbonos and Nasim. So, Mekitza, there's a very big Yisod over here. This is one Yisod to answer up everything. Yeah, Mr. Next year, they'll get it in the mail on Friday. Parashas Nosei. The Yisod is that we know that Parashas Nosei is the first Parashas we read after Kabbalah Satoyah. Kabbalah Satorah, what was the Chiddush of before the mitzvahs before Kabbalah Satorah and the mitzvahs after Kabbalah Satorah? After Kabbalah Satorah, Klal Yisrael said, "Nasa v'nishma, Yoredu Malachi Hasharis," they put crowns on our head. We became kings by Kabbalah Satorah. Atim Tili, Mamlechas Koyanim Eloi Kodesh. We became princely. Harry, what's the Kesher Mamlechas and Koyanim? Because the Koyanim, we discussed, the Koyanim were also princely. Harry, they're working in the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is the Armoyne Shel Melech. The Mishkan is the Armoyne Shel Melech. Chlal is the whole, I don't know if we discussed, we did discuss it, whatever, the whole Indian of a coin is compared to a malach, and a malach is a melech. A melech with an aleph, the lufa shalaylam. It's a hecher malach. And the coin, kisif se coin, yish medas, toyer makshi piy, ki malach Hashem tzvokesu. Malach is a melech with an aleph. It's the melech of the lufa shalaylam. It's a hecher malach. So malach is coin, is bemez hainu hach. In the melech's palace, they represent a malach. So coin, shabba kabbalah, so toyer got the melech, tinu malach is coin, we became malachim, we became coin, we had crowns. For now, it's a gantzanayim matzav. The Nansanayim Matzav is from now on that every Yid is to know that he's a Melech, every Yid is to know that he's a prince, a Ben Melech from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the whole Kima Mitzvah now and afterwards is the Hispashtus of Malchus Shalom, Melech, Mishpat, Yam, Oretz. So every time we're doing a Mitzvah, we're being Mefas and Rabbeinu Shalom is Malchus Shalom in the world. Wherever we go in the world, the whole Tachlis of Mitzvahs is with the prince who's giving the Malchus Shemayim. Moshel Mavda Badoimah, you know, the prince who lives in the palace, if he gets drunk in the palace, so probably he's disgracing the whole Meluchim, right? He deserves the biggest punishment in the palace. He deserves the whole. Like if a boy said, if the prince says to his king, you know what, I want to get drunk, I want to be mamish low, I want to be like mamish the lowest of the lowest, you know what, I'll go 10 miles away from the palace, and then I'll get drunk, I'll lie on the street, and I'll be mevaza myself. Melech will say, Shote Shavu Eilam, you're a prince. Wherever you go and wherever you behave, everybody's looking at you as the prince. It can be 100 miles away. Now, if you disgrace yourself, you're not disgracing yourself. You're bonded as a kesher now. You're disgracing me. You're disgracing the melech. You're disgracing the melucha. It doesn't make a difference anymore. Once you're intrinsically a member of the palace. Once you're part of the royal family. So Kilu, I remember my gears to the Yankasa in England, Kilu, the queen and Kilu, all her children, they were found doing this, they were found doing that. Goyim. Attacking the Malchus by Goyim, they're like any other Goyim. But everything, they're called doing this, they're called doing that. Everything becomes as passive. I ate a Goyim because they're no worse than any other Goyim. Kilu, the Bnei Melech. So everything they do is scrutinized. Kilu, you're the Ben Melech, you're the Ben Melech. So that's the chiddush of Matan Torah. Chiddush of Matan Torah is that wherever you are now, you become the Ben Melech. And because wherever you are, you become the Ben Melech. So made it therefore, dangerous fellow. So wherever you are, you have to either be mekadosh im shemayim or chas v'shalom. And the whole tachlis of all the mitzvahs is dafka yet to be mekadosh im shemayim. And not just by ma'isa mitzvahs, by the behavior of the yid. After Matan Torah, the behavior of the yid is kaveh. Not just his behavior outwardly, also his machshava, his dibur, his ma'isa. Is his malchastika machshava? Is a malchastika dibur? Is it a malchastika? We know that Moshe, especially dibur. That's why we see on Shabbos, Moshe, Shabbos is the day of malchus. The Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos malchus. It's the seventh day, the seventh middle, the seventh sphere, which is connected to malchus. Shabbos late, Bucha Shal Shabbos, Kedmucha Shal Chosh late, Bucha Shal Shabbos. Shabbos is pronounced that we're the Melech, so therefore you're being scrutinized. Whatever you do, whatever you speak is going to, oh, now you're the Melech, Mamish, now you're the Melech. The Dibur is going to be different, even though we're Melech the whole week. But on Shabbos, it's an extra Hischaivus, it's extra Gilu, you have Malach, the Burnish Lamb is Malchus. So you have to dress differently. You're walking in the street now, the way you talk, Shalayid, Bucha Shal Shabbos, Kedmucha Dabke. Forget to, when we talk about Nazir, special Indian of Dibur. Dibur is whatever, Dibur is a the Malchus the Kazakh by itself, Daba Melech Shulton, we'll get to that. So we might take a big deep sugya. About Kol Banan, that's the Yisach. And that's why this week's parasha is called Parasha after Shavuos is called Parasha's Nasoi. To count, but to elevate. Gershain, and we discussed already, they say that Gershain corresponds to Gershain. Corresponds to the Chasam Soif says to where Kalai Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash. Gershon and Merari correspond to Merari, both correspond to Tzoras. Merari is where it's Mar, Mamish Bida. And Gershon corresponds to a Gershon who are living amongst the Goyim, where the Nasoin is, where Yilmadumi Masayim. And that's why this week's parish is called Nosoi Bnei Gershon. After Shavuos, you have to realize it doesn't make a difference where you are. Once you're married, once you're part of the king's palace, it doesn't make a difference where you are anymore. Because wherever you are, You're in the palace. And wherever you're makadish, you makadish the palace. Wherever chasu shalom faket, you're doing faket to the palace. So therefore, most days, Rabbanei Kohos, it's fashuous. Vada, get the matzah, find a matzah. Chabanoch shvuos is achrayas, wherever you are. You become a king. Mamlech is koinim, you hang. You're b'nei malachim. So therefore, and be'ikah gerishim, because Merari is, and this fatzor is a yidim, when it came to bitter times, is yidim always makadish shem shemayim. Yidim has inside them, as the Hilga Baratanya says, you know, makadish shem shemayim, even the Pashat Yidim, and even the Ami Arts, and even the Poshah Yisrael, so makadish shem shemayim. Or when gerishim, and the Pshat of the Chavim Tzoyva says, Tamidim HaShem will say that, you know, you're living amongst the goyim, things are good, you're living in Golas, Kilo, things are good, things are fine, Chas V'Shal, that's in a way the most dangerous thing. And there, he needs to know. There, it's most important for you never to forget that he's a melech. But he's living amongst goyim. He has to know how different he is. He has to know how that he's a melech. He's nobility. He's under his achinans. To learn from the goyim when it comes to the soin, when the yitzhak comes to the soin, to do something goyish, to read something goyish, mechlal to act goyish. The one and only answer to the yitzhak has to be pasmechnisht. And only is pasmechnisht. I have my old father's kingdom, avinu shebashamayim. That is at stake over here. At stake over here, if I do it, that's what a person. It's pasmechnish. I'll discuss that often. But Yosef Atzadik, why was he zoicha to Malchus? He was the first Melech. Because what stopped him from Leishus Betivcha? The vision of Yaakov Avinu. So the Hilga Yaakov Avinu, Shufrei the Yaakov came, Shufrei the Adam Rishon. Yosef Atzadik suddenly realized it's pasmechnish. I can't do it. Look at this face. Look at this vision I'm seeing. Look at the Hilga. Look at the Kedusha. I'm his son. How can I do this? That he remembered that he's a Ben Melech, and that's why he didn't do it. He was Zochet Malchus, like we discussed. That Rus remembered even in Hashas Matnas Zaniim that she's carrying Dovid HaMelech from Shom inside her. So therefore, even as when she was kneeling down for Matnas Zaniim, as Nebuch as a beggar, as a Shnor Nebuch, with all the Shnors there with Matnas Zaniim, she didn't forget her Malchus. She didn't forget her Tznius. She has to kneel down. Times of difficulties, totally times of difficulties. Everybody shner, everybody chaps, and everybody grabs. You know, it's Aniim. She was a Malchus. That's how she was Eichat to Melech. Dafka when you're not in Eretz Yisrael, dafka when the king, child, the king wants to check his loyalty of his son. So he sends a Zayna to his son. And he sends somebody who's looking, one of his things, to looking from beyond to see, to hopefully, and if his son, Kililu, says, I can't, I'm Ben Melech, I can't, I'm going to disgrace the Malchus. So then the king calls the son, hugs the son, and says, she wasn't allowed to do it, she was sent by me. I just wanted to test your cover for the Malchus, how you feel in your blood, the Malchus. And now you're a mistake of Ben Melech. They can assign the Ben Melech when he's outside of the palace, and he still feels the Ben Melech, and he still realizes that he's representing the Malchus wherever he is. Nosa is Rosh B'nei Gershon. Tafka the time of Gershon, the Pasha is Nosa, and then we have to realize and see how elevated we are. That's the Ikkov Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. That's why in the beginning of Kabbalah we say every day, Kilus every day, that the Mona Mechaina, the Vadan Hashomet Oyret, the Zem, the Kala Goyim, Kainek Doi, Aval Anachma, the Yamcha, the Nebri Sechot, the Sarasnob, the Goyim, Kainek Doi, Anachma, the Yamcha, the Nebri Sechot, the Stitzacha, that's the Hachana for what? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakim, Hashem Lakim, say after that, Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah Zem, Alka Shema, if he doesn't realize the Hischaibus, of what it means, you know, the Kabbal Allah Shemaim, the kingdom of the king. So then you can't be the Kabbal Allah Shemaim. First, you have to realize that his life is the responsibility. Everybody wants to be a Ben Melech, but it comes with the big achrayas. That you have to know at all times that you're different. And what's the hachana to? We say this as hachana and karbanas to karbanas. It's a hachana to karbanas. Karbanas is a hakrova, the nefesh abahamis, which is all the taibis royals and all the nefesh abahamis to yimakrif. Where you makrif that to Rabbeinu Shalom. As he said, this is not shaykh to me anymore. You come to the Beis HaMikdash, you realize that nefesh abahamis and all the taibis royals and all the taibis royals is mos, neshaykh for melech, neshaykh for a melech baramoyday. So we Yiddish is not. We tell the goyim it's pastach nish taka. We tell the yitzhar it's pastach nish. But yig baliba medarek Hashem. Taka is kimsa ruchnias. We have to be snobs. Snobs against the yitzhar. We have to say it's pastach nish. It's pastach nish. Pastach nish. That's the whole agdama. That's the whole agdama to kavod olach shemayim. Fira anachnu amcha b'nei b'yisach b'nei avraham. We have yichus. We have heli the yichus. We mustn't forget the yichus. That's the Hagdoma to Tefillah. Dafki in Karbonis, that's where Makrev the Nefesh, and not Makrev the Nefesh of Amos. Amela, Oibazoi. Really, I'm not saying from this time we can start going to the parsha. It's a big sugi that's with time. Really, straight after counting, when he gave us, when he was talking about all the shvera titan, we mustn't forget our dignity. That's the word. We mustn't forget our dignity, our nobility. As Meila says, some is maybe it's called a shachan nachna kosura. It's not shaykh. All the different types of tumas, all the different types of taivas, all the different types. This is benadim chaver lashon hara, and this is ziva. This is mius taivas, tumas ziva. All tumas, toite zachen tumas are not shaykh to the machna Yisrael. The machna Yisrael is a palace. The machna Yisrael is a kingship. There mustn't be any tumas there. It's pastor. Hasnish that there should be tumah in the Machne Yisrael. That's the sort of this parasha. You understand now why what it's got to do to doing the parasha's nosai. Parasha's nosai is a fight. We have to think the whole time how to elevate ourselves. Tumah must be more to us. Tumah is a love of mius to us. Tumah is a mius to us. Goyim are not makabel tumah. Goyish corpse is not makabel tumah. It's not shaykh. A yid, there's such a thing as me, as the goyim, the b'chayim of the moysom. So the afkimina, why should there be this chadash of sanayi tumah? Aber Yid, der Yid ist allein bin ich gesagt, der Beginn ist Tumas, der Dove Maus. Schalke mir nach Machen, kommt Tumas. Und Meila, that we can understand, Moya Dik, der Hohen Hashem, what is talking about? What is talking about a standard chet? Not standard, what is talking about a different type of chet? Aber Yid is to know, in this parasha, that whatever chathos it is, he has to know that it's a middle Baal Hashem. Every chet that he does, is a basic English to kachet. It doesn't make a difference if it's got no shaykhs, it doesn't make a difference if it's not a me'ila, a no, a shabba puta from Hekdush, and Mesechus, any chet that it is, disgracing the Malchus. Disgracing the Malchus. Because after Matan Torah, every mitzvah is bashtus the Malchus Shemai. You're making the king proud, Kabi Yochel. And every Aveira is a pagam in Malchus. It's a pagam in Malchus Shemai. So therefore, we call Chatis Odom, Limur Mal Bashem. Limur Mal Bashem. Limur Mal Bashem. Forget, you get to make a kiddush Shem Shemai. If you don't, it's a me'ila of Kvoid Malchus Shemai. It's taka yid, a chet is a be'etzem, has a mokim in Hilchus Me'ila. Every chet is moil in Malchus Shemayim. Just like every mitzvah is a spashtus of Malchus Shemayim. Every aveir, the prince did an aveir. The prince was caught doing. What's the difference what he was doing? It's only an embarrassment to the king if the son was caused rebelling against his father, if he was caused trying to overthrow his father. That's a bizoyin. And if he was found doing something else, then the king's proud of him. He must be careful whatever he does. Negative, he's making his father embarrassed. It's a meila kol chatzis adam. He in Parshas Nosai. Parshas Nosai, noch Shavuos darf man wissen, that every chet is a pagam in Malchus Shemayim. Gadol Tshuva shemed asat kis ha-kovet, because the chet was poigim till the kis ha-kovet. Every chet was poigim the Malchus. Malchus, the Malchus, the kis ha-kovet. Tshuva shemed asat kis ha-kovet. So the hilchus meila by everything. So main on the way, but what's the thing? The whole Parshas of Saito, why do you take it to the base of English? What did she do? She went behind, right? Kinoi and Stira. Saito, oh, nobody watches me. Behind closed doors, nobody's here, keine Zeknisch, keine Kicknisch, and that's it, keine Zeknisch, keine Kicknisch. Oh, whatever you're doing out there, and you're a kol kvoida basmelech pnima, in and of pnias goes hand in hand with Malchus, kol kvoida basmelech pnima, and here, with somebody else, prutza, hebachtach basmelech pnima, do you know how you're poigit? That prutza, pastach nish, you're basmelech, pastach nish to do what you're doing. Do you know how you're poigit? You're poigit in the Bais HaMikdash. And whatever you did in that room, in the closed room, it's as if you did it in the Bais HaMikdash. And if a middle connect middle, we take her to the Bais HaMikdash, and we degrade her in the Bais HaMikdash, and we take a hair covering off, we make her into a prutza, where in the Bais HaMikdash? It's a mokalot sneers, and a chanami, but that's where she was poigim. If she was a prutza, wherever she was a prutza in the Bais HaMikdash. And dafka her, she thinks, you know, there's nobody watching behind closed doors, kinu stira. Or it's as if you did it in public in the Bais HaMikdash. If you did it in public in the Bais HaMikdash, that's the whole parsha of degrading her in the Bais HaMikdash.
To show that's
what you did. Because the Bas Melech dafka by Bas Yisrael, because the Bas Yisrael is a Bas Melech, and a Bas Melech lives in a palace. A princess lives in a palace, and if you poig in the palace. Dafka Bas Yisrael, Bas Melech Pnima. The inyan of tznius is that you belong to the palace and you're living in the palace, and if you poig in that. Then midah kenega midah, I have to show you what you did. And he's telling me stick up a walk to make her, or not, stick up a walk up and down, taking her foot to heel, and the Bais HaMikdash. She has to know that she was degrading, she was mavazik, the ganze Bais HaMikdash. That's the parasha. So that's all the hemshech of the avada. After that, throw out of the machna called tumah v'chol zov. Or if somebody's metame the machna, they have to know it. They have to know it. The whole machne is to teach us the way that Faket, all the korbanos, is to teach us to be killed in Nefesh of Bahamas. like we said before, Avla Nachna Amcha B'nei Mishakha, then we can be Makrav HaNefesh HaBahamas. Then we can say that all these Taibas of Namish HaBahamas take a Taibas of Pastachnish. Only after we become snobs. Only after Vayig Baliba B'daki Hashem comes snobs kicking the Yitzhara. She's the Faket. She's the Faket. So that's the big problem. That's the whole Omek you're not going into now. That's the whole Omek in it, because Sukkah is Mamish, where he sits with Tzilabim and Menusa, Adam to Sukkahs. And then after Sukkah, it's Kila when you're going out. And the last Gemara, Sechah Sukkah, is the story of Miriam Bas Bilga. And where was that Pegam? In the Beis HaMikdash. She went in the Beis HaMikdash, and she kicked him, in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Pegam. Sukkah is where everything we're doing in the King's, sitting with Tzilah Dimei Menusa. Sitting with Tzilah Dimei Menusa. We're sitting with Tzilah Dimei Menusa, because the Hashpah of Sukkah is Hashpah, because that's where the end of Sukkah is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is what made us Melachim. After being in Sukkah, when we leave Sukkah, the first day when we leave Sukkah, how do we leave Sukkah? We leave Sukkah with the Heilige Torah, realizing that the whole year we're living with Tzilah Dimei Menusa. The whole year we're living with the Rabbeinu Shelayim. What was her Pagam? Last Gemara? In the Beis HaMikdash. She proclaimed what she said, the very Gidufim in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the end of Masechta Sukkah. And Hayida Avnisna, that wherever he does it, he's doing it in the Beis HaMikdash. Noch HaSukkahs, noch living with Tzilah Dimei Menusa. It's in the Beis HaMikdash. Marei de Kassad, it's all in it. Sukkahs teaches us, mit Avtach Essen, a mitzvah zishiva Sukkah, mit Avtach Shulufan, a mitzvah, a tayel, everything is a mitzvah. Everything you do, tinui a malach, have to do like malach. That was called, the Sukkahs is echa to Anan, a kovet. Chubadik mention. It's a horror. What are you talking to me this language? How dare you come to? How dare you? Where's your appointment? I didn't make an appointment for you. When I invited, didn't speak to my secretary. But I'm a chubad. A yid is a chubad. And then I covered, gave him that feeling that we're princely. That's why I used to iron the clothes. So Anan covered us to iron. Tzilah Dimei Menusa has to iron our clothes for us. He says, yo, we have to have malchus tikkun begonim. And then I covered made us malchus tikkun mechubad. As the Gemara says, "Lekori lema'ani mechubadasei." The clothes are the covered, because the king wears princely clothes. That's anana covered. That's sukkahs, and that's ayid, and wherever he is. So it has to be shown that. Mele, after that, we can understand this parasha of Noze. Parasha of Noze is clear. The oimik of kol haraya, yet the soita bekekula. Noze is like a zer. You're wearing a crown. You have hair grow. The sod is, and only hair is moisture. So that's why we have to take it off. Moises means kilu doesn't necessarily belong. It's moisturous. It's like hefka. It doesn't serve a purpose. In a malchus, in molech voidoy, it's color. Everything has to be incorporated into the malchus. Just imagine you tell the king, you know, it's a part of your country. You need so much. In a part of your country, we'll make our own independent countries. It's anyways, it's moisturous. The king dreams that everything should be his. Right? What do they do? They think they've got their own country. What do? They conquer the next one. Everything has to be theirs. No such thing as moistures. No such thing as extras by king. Everything has to be incorporated into the malchus. I think we've discussed this. You saw this. Another whole you saw. Kodesh, Hashem Tzavokus, Meloi Chalat Zkoidim. Kedusha. We have to bring everything into Kedusha. The Yitzhahara comes along and says, nah, this is an extra zach. This is now you finish your davening. Now, Zebsan, this is moistures. This doesn't have to be made into Malchus Shemayim. You're not in the Beis HaMikdash now. You're out of the Beis HaMikdash. And really now this is like moisturous. This you can do what you want with it. That's the Sherish of all Pagomim. As the king understands that he wants every movement of his child to speak out the ability, to speak out Malchus of the Melech. No such thing as moisturous. No such thing as moisturous by the Melech. Everything, though the Melech finished off the hill, and Kol HaNeshama, Kol Neshima Neshima. There's no moisture. Every Neshima, every breath that we take subconsciously, Kilo, is a thank you for our Kodesh Baruch. So the hair corresponds to that, and that's where the Yitzhara gets in. Kilo, it's only moisture. It's Yonim of Rishus. Kilo, there. And that's why he's poigim us. So Hela, therefore, after the parasha of Soita, where you see how low she fell, we have to elevate. We have to elevate all the that's in Yatzat and Yain. Yain is the Easter meat. Sudas Mereim. Was it schlecht? Moisture. Kilo, it's extra zacha. Did my land my dafer yomi? Now I'm going to the pub. Was it schlecht? Moisture. And therefore he takes the hair which corresponds to moisturous and he makes from that a crown in all the moisturous as well. That's amazing. That's why Nozir is called a Zer. Zer, Zer Zov. What's a Zer? A crown. A Zer is a crown. He makes out of the moisture into a crown. He says, no, Boinshla, I'm not going to fall for it. Haked, it's palace, by a prince. That's the same in Shabbos, which is Malchus. Everything has to be in Shabbos. The Gruch has to be Shabbos, the Levush has to be Shabbos, everything has to be Shabbos. I say, Adam, not Shabbos, Beals. No, now let me read the newspaper. Chas v'shon. No, you must have lied. It's moisture, it's not moisture. It's Shabbos, the whole 24 hours has to be one long day of Shabbos. Atikdash, this Yom Ashri, even the night is Yom, it's one long chunk. But everything right there has to be a Malchus Shemayim Dikadin. Just like Sukkah, in the Anana Kovit, everything has to be Mechubadik. Achil, Shkia, everything is Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. So that's a Nozeh. A Nozeh takes the Moisus and says there's nothing such, no such thing as Moisus. And that's where you can bring out the Emstik of Malchus Shemayim. When the king feels that his son, even if he's not involved in palace activities, but nevertheless, he's still Kulei Malchusik, he's still Retzch Malchus, it's Shined Malchus for him. And he radiates Malchus, whatever he's doing, that's the mystic of, that's the mystic of Malchus Shemayim. That's Nozi. Haroya Saita the Kakula, the person sees how low she fell. Yazi Azminayan, he becomes a Nozi. Becomes a Nozi, he makes a crown out of the moisture. And then he shows that there's no moisture, so later then he won't fall.
That
club,
we don't try to do that with our hair.
No, so therefore, if you're not on a matzah, in other words, there's two avoiders. The ik avoider is to stay away from moisture. That's the whole inyan of kedusha. But the first avoider is to stay away from moisture because you can get caught. When you show that on your yitzahara in a way, then you can bring the moisture in and be oisik in the moisture and incorporate the moisture into avodas Hashem. Sometimes you have to make an extreme bechina where you have to feel malchus dig, and that's an aroya saita of kabula. You see how low a saita is. You see how degraded. You see the tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you want to do? You just want to bring everything into Malchus Shemayim. You feel a sudden moyedik and lachatz to be mamlecha kam shporachon to be Malchus Shemayim. To see how she degraded Malchus Shemayim. It's like a person after the king was degraded, after he threw over the Chais, they tried to, overthrow him or something. So his loyal people are just now desperate to hang big pictures of him up in the whole country. Ki'il is Malchus Shemayim. That's Nozir, that's the Nozir and Saita. Really, for that we understand that afterwards, who bought the korbanos? The Nasim. The Nasim bring the korbanos. Nasi's a prince. And Hyrius, Nasi's the melech, right? The Nasi that in Torah, and Torah should be Ksav. Nasi means a melech. Chanukas HaMishkan that Fashtem was Titzach, though. They bring the korbanos. What is that korban? You burn the Nefesh HaBaham, you burn the Taibas. How do you burn the Taibas? By knowing that you're a Nasi. By knowing you're a melech. He knows he's a melech, he can't succumb to the Taibas. Can't succumb to the Nefesh HaBahamis. So by the Chanukas HaBayis, the message by the Chanukas HaBayis is the Nesim has to bring a korban. The Nesim has to bring a korban. You can only be makriv, just like by korbanos we say Avla Nachnu Amcha B'nei B'risecha or the Nesim, and then we can be oisik in korbanos. Then we can be makriv Nefesh HaBahamis. Same thing by the Chanukas HaMishkach. The Nesim bought the korbanos. A king is the best tool to know that you're a king, to know that you're a Nasi. To know that you're a Nasi, that's the best tool. To know that you're best a Nasi, that's the best tool to your makrif to Nefesh HaBahamis. That's the Inyan Kabbalas. That's Parashat Nasi. Mach Kabbalas HaTorah, Afim Pesach HaVayi King. And as a king, goes through all the sugars, we're always in the palace. Even in the rage of Bnei Gerishin, even when there's a Gerishin, we still have to represent the palace. We don't lose our nobility. We don't lose. It comes to Avodas Hashem, comes to the Yitzhara, we don't lose our snobbishkeit that we're a prince. And we say it's pas nishvas to talk to you, pas nishvas to think of you. And that's how Yidus to grow. Every Yidus to know wherever he is, his Tiburim, his mighty thing. Namish like Shabbos, Malchus, everything has to radiate Malchus. Everything has to radiate. Who?
The crowns and Shabbos.
Not only. That's right. Yismach Moshe, Matmashe gives us back the crowns that we lost. Gives us back the crowns, and that's the nakuda of the Nisim, that's the nakuda of the Chanukas of Mizbeach, was realizing that every Yid is a Nasi. And that's what happened when he did an Aveira, and he feels bad because he came to the Beis HaMikdash, the Musa of walking into the king's palace, and realizing what he did, it's a Shena Kapara. And then he felt he wants to be Makrib as Nevesh HaBahamas, he wants to be Makrish. But walking in knowing that he mamishes a king, belongs to the king's palace, it's like a prince who left the king's palace for a long period of time. So he forgot, forgetting the bills, and he was with all the goyim, and all the shmutz, and all the shkos, and the masim there, and this and that. And then after 10 years, he comes back to the king's palace. This is where I belong, and he thinks what he's been doing the last 10 years. That alone is the greatest charot. So he doesn't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. That alone is that brings him to the greatest thing. This is where you belong. This is what you married. This is where we're married to. This is where we're married to, and then he has such harata that he takes his Nefesh HaBahamas, then he can take his tithes, his Nefesh HaBahamas, and keep him back with them. But only after he has a feeling that he's a Nasi. Because he has a feeling that the embassy is low, because he's done so many affairs. So then he'll just go lower. There's no, he won't feel. He won't feel the chukka. I realize how great he is. That was the whole sod when they came to the Yom Tov. They came to the Beis Hamidrash. That's where the end of Chagiga, the Philippoish Yisrael, was laying mitzvahs Karima. And they came to the Beis Hamidrash. What did they realize in the Beis Hamidrash? They realized, this is where we belong to. And even the Poish Yisrael is in the Kabbalah for himself. Just like coming to the Beis Hamidrash, realizing where he really belongs to. So the Gemara of Ain, Orosh of Gehenim, Shalat, the Philippoish Yisrael came and laying mitzvahs Karima. Poish Yisrael, because he went low. When he came to the Beis Hamikdash, he went high again. He became high again. And that's what saved him. That's the thought of Pashas Nasai. Leila, what was the Chalisha Sadas of Aaron HaKoyen?
How did the Bechina of Ben Melech put together with being Amdei Hashem?
Ben Melech is Melech. And that's the Hachana for Kabbalah Satori. It's the Gemara Shavuos, not the Mem Zayin. Why is it daf and daf mem zayin? Because daf mem zayin is hoyt shul malchus sphere. Yom mem zayin, right? Ches is hoyt shul malchus. Mem tes is malchus shul malchus. How is hoyt shul malchus? You asked me that question just now. Just as I was about to explain, where Aaron HaKoyen is middle of hoyt comes into it. If Shabbos, so we'll come back to it.
Shabbos paper.
No. Shavuos mem zayin, and Shavuos, you know, Shavuos is mem tes daf. Can I get the mem tes yom and sfiris oimer? Shavuos preparation for Chag Shavuos. So mem zayin, it's the daf of Yisrael of Hoyd Shul Malchus. Hoyd is midas Aaron HaKoyen. So we'll first say when we come to it. Ashkelach protest the U.S. So Shad is dominus mechav Ashes of Neir and Ashes of Nesiim. Fiin Gesheras, so it's all one piece. Vishak Gesheras Aaron Chanukas of Nesiim Chol Shad Atoy. Kashbocha chayechach, shulcha gdoilu, shatamadlik, umeite, vizhaneiris. What's the whole chalish that has? You have neiris, and you have kabonas and asim. Right? Why is chayechach gdoilu? Neiris, hechen, kabonas. This is avoida, this is avoida. In Beis Meimish, we don't discuss. We've just said this so many times already, that there's avoida, trumas adeshen as well. We don't compare in the Beis Meimish. This is an avoida, and this is an avoida. We don't compare. So it's the whole comparison. Shulcha gedolim shalhem, what's shatem madlik, umeitev is aneir. I think it was done a couple of weeks ago, we gave a whole shiur about the list. One of the earlier parashas in Vayikra. Pesach Sheni. You haven't recorded? Check it out. Put it on Balaischa, yeah. So what's the bot? What's the Shachog doing? The Teretz is there's Nesiyim. Aaron HaKoyen, his whole avodah was Ed Gemach Yedid Yitfanos. The whole Indian of Adlokat Alas Aneres is to do up the reason it's done. It's everything to done. The ministry Moshe Aharon is Aaron Moshe Rabbeinu is Shavin in the Malka. He's in English Lahavdil, the best man by the Chosin. And Aaron HaKoyen is Shavin in the Matronisa. He's Kilo, Moshe makes Kilo the Chosin look nice for the queen, for the Kala, and Aaron makes the Kala look nice for the king. I'm going to take this formatation. Melech is the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Chosin, the Chosin Yitzchak, because Kala and Rashi Vashis Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is what Moshe Rabbeinu's avodah was to make the Kabbayach of the Avodah Yisrael beautiful for Klal Yisrael, to show her the mitzvahs and the yakras of Torah. Of those, what was Aaron HaKoyen? Aaron HaKoyen made Klal Yisrael beautiful to the Avodah Yisrael. What was the avodah of Aaron HaKoyen? The avodah of Aaron HaKoyen is Aaron HaKoyen's megaleh. It was more than 12 we see in Klal Yisrael. Yed is a melech. Every yid is a ben melech. You have to be made to them. You take out the burn wicks. You have to clean them up a bit. You have to polish them up a bit. You have to polish them. Harry says the neir hashem mishmas odom. The neir is the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. So you know, sometimes we polish the nifkam a bit. A bit to be relit, whatever. But when the shul heaven is oil me'aleh, his arms medala the yid is a melech. So it's al derech kibbe. There's two magid shir. One magid shir is a magid shir in a yeshiva. Bachim comes, he gives a shir in a yeshiva or a regular bachim. There's another magid shir. There's a magid shir. And besides giving the shir, he's ma'al of the bachim. He cleans the bachim. He polishes the bachim. Shteit in Rashi Hakadosh. What should be a younger man sheifa? Where did he want to become a magid shir? Well, be called a big lam. Oh, since the bunch of chayecha gedolim shalehem. They already made Nesiyim. From birth. Already made Nesiyim. Because you make Shatam Adlik and Meitim Zaneiras, you take all the Neshams of Klal Yisrael and you make them into Nesiyim. That's the Hecht Avodah. That's why in Hoyd Shema Malchus, that's where the Gemara is, Ebed Melech Melech. Person thinks, who am I already? Mr. Ebed Melech, and you know what? An Ebed Melech is a Melech. Aaron makes you into Hazah, Ebed Melech. But if he makes you feel the Malchus in your Avdus, that's Avoid of Aaron HaKoyim. This is the Hecht Zach, the greatest Avoid of Aaron.
Never understood Ebed Melech, meaning.
Meaning in a skull, mamish like we said. Because, Shad is the. Ask you a question, why the prince? There's a melech. I'm his son. When he dies, I'll be the melech. Now let me enjoy life. But the varant is not, because the varant is that it's a metzias that memela, when they look at you, they're looking at the melech better. That's why a prince who disgraces himself, he's disgracing the melech.
By a prince or by Eved also?
Eved, Yezucha, by the Eved, Eved, Nishpaket. You see in certain ways, just like you see the Moshe, that a Ben can look like an Av. Eliezer Eved Avram, show you Zivikun in Doimeloi. If he's an emistic melech, who does he look like? So stayed by Eliezer. She is Zivikun and Doimimai. As a gun basis, she is Zivikun and Doimimai. Who did Moshe Rabbeinu look like? Why couldn't they look at him? Because he was handsome? They couldn't look at who did he look like? Eved Melech Melech. So, Melech. Mitzadim and Mavadah, there's an Indian of Av and there's an Indian of Ben, but Klal Yisrael, both beginners are scowlless into the Melech. That's avoida for Shavuos. That's the achana for Shavuos. And Hoyd Shem Malchus, and Aaron HaKoyin's, Hoyd Shem Malchus means Aaron HaKoyin's chelek in being Megala Malchus Shemayim. And then after Shavuos, not Shavuos, so maybe that's the Parshas Noso, and that's the achana into Parshas Balitzcha. Noso is Malchus, and there was the Menorah is making every Eid into a Melech. How much of the Kabbalah, the seven Konim of the Menorah connected to the seven spheres of the sphere of Malchus. The Menorah shine onto the Shulchan. The Shulchan is Ashiris Malchus. The Menorah was Megala the Malchus. Go much further than just the Rashi Prokim. Yes, that's what Aaron HaKoyin did by the Menorah. That's the idea. In the Parsha Naziris, and Parsha Nadorim, we discussed in the Mardi Gaim, and that is that the Shlei the Bucha Shel Shabbos ke the Bucha Shel Chol. Dibor is a Tachsis in Melucha. Pasuk says Mishli Dibor Melech Shulta. Tachsis in Melucha, Dibor Melech Shulta. So Dibor is Malchus. Dibor represents Malchus. If a person's pagan is dibor, that's a direct pagan in the malchus. In other words, you can do something that's indirectly pagan in the malchus. You do something that's a pagan in the malchus. Dibor is mamish pagan in the malchus. Dibor is malchus. Right? Ki es shayfa b'chatzoris is called shayfa ari lefnei ha-melech Hashem. That's before that word, before we blow shayfa Rosh Hashanah, what do we say? Namantzeach and mekoyach mezbo, we say that perikin Tehillim seven times. That perikin Tehillim seven times, one of the psukim says, Yad be'amen tachdenu, seven times, connected to Sheva Midas Ab Malchus. Yad be'amen tachdenu, Yad be'amen tachdenu, Yad be'amen tachdenu, Dibor, and there it means Yad be'amen tachdenu, suppress them under us. Dibor is Malchus, Dibor means you're on top. That before they went to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is the Malchus, and Mitzvah Lechem in Ha'aretz, Ha'aretz is Malchus, and the Hay of Ha'aretz is Ketan Tov, the Malchus. Just before they went to Eretz Yisrael is the Parsha Matos, Parsha Matos is the Parsha of Nadarim. You're going to Eretz Yisrael back in this Mitzvah, Dibur is Malchus. Made of the Parsha of Naziris. So you have to say to the Parsha, what's the first message? When you want to become a Melech, what's the first thing you have to learn? How to talk. If you want to be elected, nowadays, Lahavdil, you have to know how to talk, that's all you have to know. Dibur is Malchus, you can become the ruler just to be a Dibur, you can be a Shaita, you can be Kolachas Reina Shabbailam. That's what you see today, all the leaders, a lot of them, not the morality, not Gunish, what do they have? They have a mouth. A mouth brings you to Malchus. Lahavdil Bekedusha, the pair more than anything else has to speak out. That's where you know the Torah Shabbal Peh is Malchus. Malchus is all licked in the peh. So maybe the Nazir is a parashah Nazir. Adorim and Nazir. One Masechta the next other. They come out the same Masechta. Right? Adorim and Nazir start the same. Ziyach Pechia the same. All the Yodis. Same sugyas. Adorim and Nazir. Same sugyas. and so that's the thing. After the woman fell, after she fell for the soif, straight after that you have to have a parsha betzim in the darn. But the parsha of Nozir is the parsha. It's a parsha of Donim. Or it's a parsha of Donim that puts the crown on your head, that puts the zer on your head. That's the parsha of Donim. That's why in Krishna, which is Kabbalah Zal Malchus Shemayim, we say v'dibar tabon. Chazal anav loy v'dibar b'teilim. Which is mekabel Malchus Shemayim. Which is mekabel how you have to live like a melech. Where do you have to live like a melech? Be'ikar dibur, dibar tabon. So dibar tabon, the dibur has to be Malchus Dik. So the Nozir becomes a Nozir through his dibur. Through the shlita, showing that you're a melech. We have a shlita over the world without dibur. He has a shlita with his dibur. Dibur makes and breaks everything in the world. That's the shlita of the malchus. That's the sod of the inyan of nozir, the inyan of peh, the inyan of leads to malchus, the inyan of adorn. Matos before going into Eretz Yisrael.